Podcast number 39, What Makes a Good Manager, Part 2. Welcome to Business Rhythm with Frank and Jamie, your regular dose of fun and easy to understand business insights.
Welcome to the new season of Business Rhythm. This is episode number 39. My name is Jamie. In our podcast number 34, we discuss about what makes a good manager, where we cited operational management and resource allocation as two key elements. In this podcast, we zoom in on the key qualities of an individual that makes him or her a good manager. We borrow from the observations and experiences of Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, two great investors of our time, in judging the quality of managers. Spotting a good manager of a company is important if you are an investor or owner of a company. A group of good managers comprises high-quality management that is critical to the success of a company.
First is the interest and habit of continuous learning. The world is complex. The more we know about ourselves and the environment, the more effective we are in shaping the world around us. The world also changes, and it is important to know how the world is changing in ways that affect our lives and organizations. Managers who constantly learn and adapt to new things have an edge over those who stop learning after leaving school.
Second is resource allocation. We provided examples about choosing the most profitable clients or product. But on top of that, resource allocation is also about effective investment of retained earnings of a company by channeling the excess funds to the most profitable investments. In practical terms, resource allocation also means choosing the right people to hire, promote, or assign to specific tasks. Successful managers are very good at channeling all types of resources where they count.
Third, Level 5 Leadership. Introduced by leadership author Jim Collins, Level 5 Leadership means answering the question of whether the person prioritizes the company or the self. Level 5 leaders put the health of the company and other people as the primary goal for leadership and management. Lower quality managers put the self above all else. Level 5 leaders are uncommon, but the outcome of the two opposing orientation can be staggering.
Lastly is track record. We should not discount the basic value of track record. Managers who succeeded in managing complex organizations and projects with consistency are poised to do well in future projects. Without the outcome of management in practice, it will be difficult to gauge the effectiveness of a manager. A manager can try to impress other people through his knowledge of management, but unless he applies them successfully in an organization, no one would know for sure whether he can pull it off or not.
There you go. These are the four elements that can help anyone determine whether a person is a good manager or not. In a very complex and difficult to judge subject such as management, these four key elements will be very useful to any investor or business owner in their goal to maximize the value of the company they own.
And that is it for today, folks. Again, this is Jamie.
And this is Fran. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye. Subscribe to Business Rhythm for more insights on leadership, finance, marketing, and innovation. Business Rhythm is available in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, Windows, and all other Android podcast players.
Thank you for listening and your support.